DeepEnglish.com. Laughter and Tears, Active Speaking, Part B. Crying carries a stigma all over the world, not just in Japan. What carries a stigma? Crying carries a stigma. Does crying carry a stigma all over the world? Yes, crying carries a stigma all over the world. According to a study done by biochemist William H. Frey, men seem to have the hardest time with it. Who is a biochemist? William H. Frey is a biochemist. Who seems to have the hardest time with crying? Men seem to have the hardest time with crying. In fact, according to one study, women cry on average 5.3 times per month, while men only cry an average of 1.3 times per month. Who cries on average 5.3 times per month? Women cry on average 5.3 times per month. Do men cry an average of 5.3 times per month? No, men do not cry an average of 5.3 times per month. Men cry an average of 1.3 times per month. This may be due to the differences in hormones between the sexes. What might this be due to? This might be due to the differences in hormones between the sexes. But that's not the only reason. Cultural norms also play a role. Is that the only reason? No, that's not the only reason. What also plays a role? Cultural norms also play a role. Studies show that crying has a vast number of benefits. What has a vast number of benefits? Crying has a vast number of benefits. A good cry can release emotional buildup, relieve stress, and strengthen the immune system. What can release emotional buildup? A good cry can release emotional buildup. One study found that crying can elevate your mood more effectively than any antidepressant. What can crying elevate? Crying can elevate your mood. Can it be more effective than any antidepressant? Yes, one study found that it can be more effective than any antidepressant. In fact, 90% of people who cried experienced improved moods. How many of the people who cried experienced improved moods? 90% of people who cried experienced improved moods. About 3 decades ago, Frey did a study on the chemical composition of tears. Who did a study on the chemical composition of tears? Frey did a study on the chemical composition of tears. He compared emotional tears to non-emotional tears, like those from cutting an onion. What did he compare? He compared emotional tears to non-emotional tears. He found that emotional tears carry more of a certain protein. What carries more of a certain protein? Emotional tears carry more of a certain protein. This protein stimulates the production of hormones which regulate the body's responses to stress. Does this protein stimulate the production of hormones? Yes, this protein stimulates the production of hormones. What do the hormones regulate? The hormones regulate the body's response to stress. This, according to Frey, shows that emotional tears have not only a psychological effect on us, but also a physiological effect. Do emotional tears have only a psychological effect on us? No, emotional tears do not have only a psychological effect on us. Emotional tears also have a physiological effect. In other words, emotional tears heal the body in a very real way. What do emotional tears heal? Emotional tears heal the body. The famously funny Dr. Patch Adams, on the other hand, believes that laughter is the best medicine. Who believes laughter is the best medicine? The famously funny Dr. Patch Adams believes that laughter is the best medicine. Adams is a peculiar doctor. Is Adams a normal doctor? No, Adams is not a normal doctor. Adams is a peculiar doctor. He has made waves teaching both doctors and patients the power of love, laughter, and friendship. Has he made waves teaching both doctors and patients? Yes, he has made waves teaching both doctors and patients. Does he teach the power of loneliness? No, he does not teach the power of loneliness. He teaches the power of love, laughter, and friendship. His fame hit new heights when Hollywood made a movie about him, starring Robin Williams. What did his fame hit? His fame hit new heights. Did Hollywood make a movie about him? Yes, Hollywood made a movie about him. Who did the movie star? The movie starred Robin Williams. Today, Adams travels the world delivering his message of love and laughter. Does Adams travel the world to deliver packages? No, Adams does not travel the world to deliver packages. Adams travels the world to deliver his message. Is it a message of love and laughter? Yes, it is a message of love and laughter. Every year, he takes groups all around the world on clown trips. Where does he take groups? He takes groups all around the world on clown trips. On these trips, the group dresses up in colorful clown outfits and tries to make people laugh. What does the group dress up in? The group dresses up in colorful clown outfits. Do they try to make people cry? No, they don't try to make people cry. They try to make people laugh. Their mission is to bring joy to orphanages, refugee camps, hospitals, homes of the elderly, and any place that could use a smile. Do they bring joy to orphanages and refugee camps? Yes, they bring joy to orphanages and refugee camps. Do they also bring joy to hospitals and homes of the elderly? Yes, they also bring joy to hospitals and homes of the elderly. Where else do they bring joy? They also bring joy to any place that could use a smile. Adams wasn't always all smiles. He was once suicidal as a young man. Who wasn't always all smiles? Adams wasn't always all smiles. Was he once suicidal? Yes, he was once suicidal. He spent time in a mental hospital 3 times before he was 19 years old due to difficult experiences in his life. Where did he spend time? He spent time in a mental hospital. How many times did he spend time in a mental hospital before he was 19 years old? He spent time in a mental hospital 3 times before he was 19 years old.